This is Magic, where we play just great songs. I'm Glenn Pinder, and joining us on the phone right now from Status Quo, Mr. Francis Rossi.
Hello there. It's Jack Russell, man, aren't you?
Yes, indeed. And a Border Terrier. Yes, and you've got a Jack Russell stroke Westie Cross?
Yeah, we've got two or three of them. I just love them to death. We've had our discussion about that. I don't think everyone's keen on listening to you and me going about our dogs.
It's certainly not rock and roll, is it? But there we are. Me being a drummer in a band and you being a guitarist from a very famous band, I think it's not very rock and roll, is it?
I think they're quite well known, yeah. But I'm more keen on my dog. But there you go.
So, 40 years in the business. More British hit singles than any other band. You still having fun?
Most of the time, yes. And I've been reminding myself lately that I've got everything I ever asked for. But I am becoming aware that I get the 65 at the end of this month, and that's kind of... I hit 64, and I thought, if only McCartney hadn't written that song, I wouldn't be thinking about it. But I think our entire society and lives as we've grown up, we've always got references to age, and it's always old, it's not good. And I'm beginning to think maybe we shouldn't be out there. But other times I'm thinking... Forget it, I'm going, you know, I'm doing this. So
it's kind of bizarre, though, because, I mean, I obviously grew up listening to Quo quite a lot, and I think my favourite all-time Quo song is Living on an Island.
Oh, really? The softer one?
Yeah, and the reason is it kind of just takes you away from everything. And puts you in that place, that living on an island thing. So to me, the song, you could hear that song, and it doesn't really matter about time, does it?
No, it does have that effect. I think it's one of the better songs that Rick had written with Bob, I believe. And he was living in Jersey at the time, and it was, so it's a heartfelt thing. He had been stuck there, and I agree with you. You feel it and sense it in the record that this. I can see him just gazing out across the sea from the cliffs kind of thing. It sets that up for me all the time, yeah. I think that's what's great with music generally. You may... like something, and then suddenly this thing just hits you. And I think that's the joy of music. I've got no idea why I like that one particularly, and that's what you just said to me, but you just do, and you think, well, I just do, and which I think is the joy of music. I don't know why I like something. So, and I think sometimes our mind gets involved with image and such, and intellect and so on. Oh, I shouldn't be liking this.
Well, we're going to enjoy it. Of course, Doncaster Racecourse this Saturday. Really looking forward to that.
Yeah, me too, actually.
It's going to be a fantastic one.
I really hope so.
For those going to the gig at Doncaster Racecourse on Saturday, what can they expect?
They'll expect the hits that we're known for, as many as we can get in. And we often, you know, we're aware that bands of our age, people don't want to hear their new material. So we lace it with one or two things from the more popular ones of the last few years. Some from Heavy Traffic, some from Quid Pro Quo. I mean, some, one or two. And it's a very well-balanced set, I think. I'm just, there's the dog on my shoulder and she's facing the wrong way. Do you get my drift? She's looking out the window
picture.
And I turn around and I see the whole of her body from here.
Very good, very good. Now, what else have you been up to then? You keeping busy? You've got gigs all over the place?
At the present, we've always become semi-pro, we call it, in the summer. We just finished the Frantics a week or two ago. We've done something in Denmark. We did a corporate last week. And whenever we're looking at the summer, and we call it semi-pro, it looks fantastic because you do a bit of the weekend, you come home, you do a bit. But the downside is that is you never quite get oiled and get going.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like when we're doing the summer, I look forward to the rhythm and the routine of the winter. And when we're in the winter, I look for the sporadic thing of the summer. It's that child in the thing. He's just never satisfied.
Yeah. At least you get the best of both worlds all year round, though.
Most of the time, I've got a charmed life, as I said to you. It's been a great life.
Brilliant stuff. Well, I'll be introducing you on stage, so...
I'll be throwing things at you, don't worry. Now you're going to get
nervous. You'll be coming out and putting a dog on my shoulder, won't you?
Well,
that'll be it.
If I bring Nancy along, you will fall in love, so you're not getting her.
Bless you. Now, if you'd like tickets... I've got some,
I'm all right.
You're all right, but if you would like tickets for Doncaster Racecourse on Saturday, it's 01302 511 918, or go to doncaster-racecourse.co.uk. Francis Rossi, I will see you on Saturday, and of course, to you and all the band at Status Quo, all the very best, and thanks for taking the time out of your day to talk
to us. No problem. Thank you, sir.